office has said Israeli strikes killed at least 42 people in two districts of Gaza City, while Israel said it had hit Hamas military infrastructure sites. David Doyle from Reuters has more.
One Israeli strike in Al-Shati, one of the Gaza Strip's eight historic refugee camps, killed 24 people, while another 18 died in the Al-Tufa neighborhood. This man, Hassan Zayara, said he was 300 meters away when the strike hit in Al-Shati. Half his house has been destroyed, he says, and his wife, son, daughter, and granddaughter are all in hospital. Israel's military said IDF fighter jets had struck two Hamas military infrastructure sites in the area of Gaza City. In a statement, Hamas said the attacks had targeted the civilian population and vowed that a price would be paid for Israel's violations against our people.
David Doyle from Reuters. A nuclear-powered United States aircraft carrier arrived in South Korea ahead of a three-way exercise involving them and Japanese forces. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
The arrival of the USS Theodore Roosevelt strike group comes as they step up military training to cope with North Korean threats, which have escalated following a security pact with Russia. Rear Admiral Christopher Alexander outlined their goals for the exercise.
This is one exercise that is continuing to strengthen our relationship, continuing to strengthen the interoperability between our two great navies.
The arrival of the U.S. aircraft carrier came a day after South Korea summoned the Russian ambassador to protest a major deal between Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Iran-backed Yemeni Houthi group has claimed two attacks against United States ships in the